This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With the start of a new session of the state legislature, leaders say one of their big goals is to maintain civil discourse. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado House Speaker Julie McCluskey said her first priority is that throughout the legislative process, every lawmaker is treated with respect.
That we take a moment to consider what we say, how we speak to a bill, and the words we choose to make our points.
McCluskey asked members to put down their phones and social media and have real conversations with each other. Days earlier, the speaker sent a formal reprimand to a Democratic lawmaker for breaching legislative decorum during a special session last year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
On the legislature's calendar today is to hear from Governor Polis and his State of the State address. We'll carry that speech live this morning at 11. In Congress, Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette is trying to get a vote on a bill banning high-capacity gun magazines. She says those devices that hold more bullets increase deaths during mass shootings.
High-capacity magazines led to more than twice as many people killed and nearly 10 times as many people wounded per incident on average.
DeGette's bill needs the support of at least a few Republicans to even get a vote on the House floor. The former Loveland police officer who assaulted a dementia patient has been denied parole. Austin Hopp appeared before the state parole board Tuesday to request an early release. He would have been released in April if he were granted parole. Hopp and another officer violently arrested 73-year-old Karen Garner in 2020. He is serving a 5-year sentence after pleading guilty to second-degree assault. How are your New Year's resolutions going? Less than 2 weeks into the new year, most people let them go pretty early, and one motivational expert explains why. To begin this hour of Morning Edition, that is in just a few minutes. It's getting cold around Denver with highs today maybe in the 20s and colder for the weekend, Grand Junction in the 30s today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.